Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Two men are dead after their airplane crashed near Tustamina Lake over the weekend. Alaska State Troopers were notified that a rescue team from the Alaska Rescue Coordination Center had been dispatched to a plane crash near Tustamina Lake on the Kenai Peninsula on Friday, September 13th, just before 11:30 in the morning. The rescue team located the pilot of the single-engine Champion 7G CBC plane, who has been identified as 70-year-old Happy Valley resident Danny Presley, and the sole passenger identified as 58-year-old Danilchik resident Keith Presley. Both men were declared deceased at the scene. Their bodies were recovered and transported to the state medical examiner's office. The National Transportation Safety Board has been notified and will investigate the cause of the crash. Next of kin has been notified. Studded snow tires are now permitted for vehicles north of the 60-degree north latitude, which includes all communities north of Nanilchik. This doesn't include municipalities that have their own ordinance regarding the use of studded snow tires, like Anchorage. Every year, Alaska State Troopers note a spike in motor vehicle accidents as the seasons change and fall leaves give way to early morning frost. In Alaska, it is unlawful to operate a motor vehicle with studded tires on a paved highway or road from May 1st through September 15th, inclusive, north of the 60-degree latitude. Also, it is unlawful to operate a motor vehicle with studded tires on a paved highway or road from April 15th through September 30th in all communities south of the 60-degree north latitude. That includes communities like Anchor Point, Homer, Kodiak, and cities and towns in southeast Alaska. Troopers have reminded Alaskans that even with studded tires being legal, drivers must still pay attention and be prepared for the initial layers of ice that will soon develop as temperatures drop. They also remind drivers to begin slowing even more ahead of time when approaching intersections and stoplights, as sliding is always possible, even with studded tires. Further information is available by visiting the Department of Transportation website or this story at RadioKenai.com. The weekend crash of a plane roughly half a mile from a runway near the southwest Alaska community of St. Mary's killed all four occupants on board the aircraft, authorities said. Alaska State Troopers said they received a report of an overdue aircraft around 11:15 p.m. on Sunday from the Alaska Rescue Coordination Center. Troopers responding to the plane's last known location found the wreckage and the bodies of four men, the agency said. The names of the dead were not immediately released. Clint Johnson, chief of the National Transportation Safety Board's Alaska region, said the plane, which had left from Bethel, was operated by Ute Commuter Service and was believed to be carrying at least two employees of the company. An NTSB investigator was expected to arrive in Anchorage on Monday and head to the crash site on Tuesday, weather permitting, Johnson said. The Associated Press sent a message seeking comment from Ute Commuter Services through an online messaging system. The community provides scheduled passenger and cargo service and charter flights and operates throughout Alaska's Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region. The company was previously involved in a crash near Tuntulliak in 2020 that left five dead. Tourism to national parks in Alaska has rebounded from pre-pandemic levels after 3 years of lower numbers, according to a report released by the National Park Service. In all, 3.3 million visitors came to Alaska's national park sites in 2023, and they spent about $1.5 billion in the local regions, according to the Park Service's annual Visitor Spending Effects Report. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.